We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hashkama Sabiker, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkei Nikra Yosef, and it's based on what we've been learning now, till now, we can understand why Yosef HaTzadik was called Yosef. V'chinas Osaf Elikim Escherposi. The Torah tells us that his mother said one of the reasons why she gave him that name is because he gathered in my shame. His mother was very ashamed and embarrassed that her sister was having one child after another, whereas Rachel was barren for a long time, and it was embarrassing to be in that situation. And now when she finally gave birth to her first son, Yosef, this removed that shame and embarrassment. Shema'asef u'mevatel kol hacherpois u'bushais mi'Yisrael. This also relates to his job in serving Klal Yisrael, that he is the one who gathers up and removes all the shame from Klal Yisrael. How does he do it? Ki machziram b'tshuva u'mekarvam l'Hashem Yisborah. He takes those people who are an embarrassment to Hashem, in a sense, because they're not following Hashem's mitzvahs and everything, and he brings them around. He gets them to do tshuva, and he brings them close to Hashem. That's one of the reasons why the Torah says he was given the name Yosef. And the Torah gives a second reason. Yosef, v'zeh b'chinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. The Torah tells us that his mother named him Yosef, saying, may Hashem give me an additional son. Yosef means additional, to add on. That she was hoping that this son would bring more sons. Shal shem zeh nikra Yosef. This is also why he was named Yosef. Hainu shehatzadik oisek tomet lo hoisef ulekarev nefoshes chadoshes b'chol pam. The tzadik is always involved in trying to bring Hashem new customers, new clients, new people. And he is always pleading with Hashem to help him in this, because that's not an easy task to be able to take. Rabbi Nachman once said that to elevate 1,000 Jewish souls is easier than to take a Baal Bechira, a physically living person in this world, and move him up one notch. The fact that a person living in this world has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. He has a competition going on inside of him. And it is so difficult to get such a person to move in the right direction, so that tzaddikim who are involved in this, they pray very hard to Hashem, that Hashem should help them to succeed in this. Bechinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. May Hashem add to me another son. Sheyosef Hashem loy b'chol pam talmid chodesh, implying that the tzaddik pleads with Hashem that Hashem should always give him a new student. Shenikra bein, a student is also referred to as a son. Ki kol hamalamei ben chaveroi Torah kilu yodoi, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin page 19 that anyone who teaches his friend's child Torah, it's as if he gave birth to that person. So therefore, the rabbi who wants to bring new students around, these are like his children. And when he says, when we say about Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Hashem li bein acher, he's asking that Hashem should give him new additional students. V'hu mechapes u'mevakesh tomid lo hisif u'lekarev chadoshim. And the tzaddik is always searching and pleading with Hashem to help him add and bring new people close to Hashem. The Bechinas, as the Torah describes Yosef HaTzadik as Yosef Hashem li bein acher. May Hashem add another son. Give me another son and another son. V'alkein, and therefore, v'Yisrael ohayev es Yosef mikol bonov ki ben zekunim huloi. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef HaTzadik more than all of his sons because he was Ben Zekunim. The word Ben Zekunim has several different interpretations. She'ohavoisoi b'shvil ze ma'oi. It's because of what we just explained about Yosef HaTzadik. That's what made Yaakov Avinu love him very much. Ki hu chofetz bozeh l'rachem al hakol. Because Yaakov Avinu also wanted this. He wanted his children to have pity on everybody. V'la'asos tachbulos l'karev hakol. And to use all the tricks necessary, all the tricks of the trade, to bring everybody close to Hashem. V'zehu ki ben zekunim huloi. And this is what the pasuk means when it says about Yosef that he was ben zekunim. Zokein ze bechinas rachamim gedoyle ma'oi. The term zokein, which means an old person, old is synonymous with mellow, extra kindness. We know that there's a difference between parents and grandparents. All grandchildren know that. When they ask daddy or mommy for something, and the answer is definitely not, they know the most intelligent thing to do after that is get in touch with grandma or grandpa. And most likely they will say, sure, how many do you want? How many would you like? Bechinas zokein mole rachmim, as the Mechilta says, how Hashem presented himself to the Jewish people on Har Sinai as a zokein, an old man full of kindness, mole rachmim. So we see that the term zekunim refers to great rachamim. So when the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef because he was ben zekunim, he loved him because this son had that attribute of a multitude of rachmonis. He knew how to have rachmonis even on the maid, the kids, the maidservants' kids, even those who seemed very distant. Bechinas tleisa tikunei dikna. This relates to the 13 attributes of the beard, Shehem Rachamim Gedoy Lemoi, which represent a very high level of kindness. This is a terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah when it refers to Hashem. We know that Hashem does not have any physical shape or form whatsoever, but we refer to him with these physical attributes so that we can relate to him in some way. And the Sifrei Kabbalah referred to the kindness of Hashem. They referred to the kindness of Hashem as Kavyochol Hashem appearing as this elderly person full of kindness. Shehem Bechinas Zokein, those 13 attributes of Hashem represent this elderliness. Shaydeiser Humarachim Alakol Umekariv Kulam. And because Yosef HaTzadik possessed this great Rachmonis, he was able to have Rachmonis on everybody and bring everybody close to Hashem. V'zehu shetirgem unkelus, and this is why unkelus translates those words ben zekunim, ki bar chakin hule. He was a very intelligent young man. But Yosef HaTzadik was bar chakin. Rav Nosson Zal says bar chakin vadai. Sure, the Torah describes him as very intelligent. Ki tzrichin lozeh chochma gedoyla, chochma niflo, chochma amuka ma'oi ma'oi. Rav Nosson Zal is going very big here. He's using three major terms. He says a person who wants to do outreach, who wants to bring people close to Hashem, requires chochma gedoyla, great chochma, Chachma niflo, wondrous chachma, and chachma amuka ma'oid ma'oid, very deep chachma, because this, Rav Nosson Zal says in many places, is the most delicate operation in Judaism. There is nothing more delicate, difficult, dangerous than trying to take people who are far from Hashem and bring them close. It is so sensitive and delicate an issue. Number one, how to deal with the people themselves, to be able to understand the person, to be able to know where that person is really at, and to be able to relate to them, and to be able to know when to bring close, when to push away, when to keep a distance, when to give the person space, when they need company, so many different factors. Kedei sheyuchal la'asos kelim v'tzimtzumim ka'eleh, so that the tzaddik should know how to design the kelim, the vessels, the tools, and the tzimtzumim, the constrictions, k'sheyucha l'karev nefoshoy koyis ko'eleh, in order to bring close souls that are so distant from Hashem. Cholim kleila, people who are so sick spiritually, ulahachnis bohem hasogas elokus, and to be able to shine into them a high level understanding of Hashem. You could imagine that it's not easy, it's delicate, it's difficult in many ways. They say, and this is why the Torah goes on to tell us, v'osaloi ksoines pasim, that Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef HaTzadik a special shirt, special kind of shirt, ksoines pasim it's called. Shepirushoi, the translation of that is melas, that it was made from, it was a very colorful kind of shirt, Shiesh Bohem Gavnin Yofin. It had beautiful colors to it. Bechinas Karpas Utecheles. These are some of the colors that were in that shirt. Rav Nosson Zal explains, why did Yosef HaTzadik need a colorful shirt? Hainu Machma Shero She'oisek Bozeh Lekariv Nefoshes Rechoikos. Because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu saw that this one of his sons had the talent and the brains and everything that was needed to be able to bring people who are far from Hashem close, Alkein Osaloi Levushim Nifloim. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef awesome clothing, very, very special kind of clothing, Sheyesh Bahem Gavnin Yofim V'Nifloim, which had beautiful, wondrous colors, Bechinas Ksenes Pasim, Hainu Bechinas Tzimtzumim Nifloim. This is the term that Rav Elazar uses about those wondrous constrictions. In other words, to be able to package the understanding of Hashem in all kinds of beautiful ways, Shem Bechinas Kelim Ulevushim, which are referred to as vessels or garments, clothing. Because the clothing of a thing is its packaging. We package something, the term clothing and packaging are similar. So Yaakov Avinu, because he saw that this is what Yosef HaTzadik is involved in, he gave him an unusual kind of garment, because he knew that this son is going to need the garments, the packaging, to be able to package Hashem for all the different people he's going to be bringing close to Hashem. Kidei sheyuchal laham shechal yodom hasoga selakus afilu l'horechoy kemoi. So that Yosef HaTzadik would have the tools, the garments, the vessels needed to be able to dress up Hashem, dress up understanding of Hashem, even for people who are so far away from Hashem. We know, for example, again, people, rabbis who specialize in this, who specialize in taking people who are far from Hashem, bring them close to Hashem. If we would walk in on one of their lectures, let's say, we'd hear them talking, as a person who's used to sitting in kolel, you know, learning Gemara and Tosfos and Rishon, and then walks into one of these classes, he hears it, he'd walk out and say, I'm in the wrong room. That room, they weren't teaching Judaism, they were teaching something, but nothing related to Judaism. I didn't hear the person mention Hashem once, I didn't hear him say one Mela, or one Afal Pikein, or you know, so couldn't possibly be Judaism. And he doesn't know that in order to relate Hashem to those kind of people, you have to speak a different lingo. You gotta talk, you can't use Yinglish. You can't be mixing Yiddish and English and a little bit of Hebrew at all. You can't talk, you have to have a specialized kind of language and use parables and use stories, use different things that these people can relate to be able to package Hashem for them in order for them to make a connection and then slowly reel them in, loud like a fisherman reels in a fish. Ki b'chinas tzimtzumim hanal, she'im b'chinas chochma tato hanal, he'im klulim mikol hagavnim. Because these tzimtzumim, these constrictions that the tzaddikim have to prepare in order for these people to relate to Hashem, which are referred to as chochma tato, as we learned earlier, they encompass all the different colors. They have in them all the different colors. Shehim klal kol hakelim v'halavushim shel hakdusha. They include all the different tools and garments that the holiness can be dressed in, can be packaged in. She'al yodom masigen elokus yisborach, through which a person can achieve an understanding of Hashem. K'ma shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh kam upon him, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in many places, ויהי כלילו מכל הגוונים. That the Malchus, the Chochmah Tato, as we're referring it to here, is comprised of all the different colors. So here to Yosef HaTzadik, whose job was going to be to bring people who are far from Hashem close to Hashem, he's the one who needed the multicolored garment to show him that this was going to be his avoda, to be able to relate to a multifaceted audience, different kinds of people whom you can't address in the same way that a rabbi addresses a standard class of FFBs, people who have been religious their whole life and learning Chumash and Mishnayos and Gemara, and now they're learning Gemara for their fifth year. You know, you can't relate to those people the same way you're related to them. Paragraph Yudches, v'zeh shecholam, and with this we'll understand the dream that Yosef HaTzadik had, that he told over to his brothers, where he said, v'hine anachnu ma'alnim alumim b'soich ha'sodeh, all of us were together in a field, and we were all making bundles. We were tying bundles. Shepirushay ksharim. The word alumim means tying up a bundle. Hainu b'chinas tzimtzumim hanal. This is comparable to the term we're using before about packaging Hashem kaviyochol, making those tzimtzumim, those vessels, those constrictions. Ki hatzimtzum b'chinas kesher. Because the terminology that the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal use, this word tzimtzum, means a type of a bundle. Hainu shekulam hayu oiskim bazeh. All the brothers were involved in doing this. Shehayu ma'alim alumim voisim ksharim v'tzimtzumim kidei limshoich ad yodam asogas alakuz. All of them were trying to make packages to package Hashem in a way that they could relate to Hashem. And again, the term packaging, one way Hashem is packaged is the Chumash Bereishis. Another package of Hashem is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Another package of Hashem is the matzahs, the Shmura matzahs that we're eating on Pesach. All of these are different packages for Hasaga Silakus, for understanding Hashem. Aval HaTzimtzumim VaHakelim Shel Yosef HaTzadik Olu Al Kulam. However, the bundles, the packages that Yosef HaTzadik was making, was superior to all the brothers. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says there, Vehime koma alumosi vegam mitzava, my package stood up, and all yours just surrounded mine, like they were all looking up to mine. Meaning, shehakesher vahatzimtzum sheloi, the bundle, the package that Yosef HaTzadik prepared, koma stood up, vegam nitzavo lo net lad velo netza, didn't just stand up temporarily, it stood up permanently. It stood up so solid that it was able to withstand any winds, any storms, any kind of problems. Vehine sisubena alumoisechem vatishtachavena lalumosi. And all of your bundles, he said to his brothers, all of your bundles circled around mine and they all bowed to mine. Shekulam tzrichim lekabel mimenu hasogas alakuz al yidei hatzimtzumim nifloim she'osa b'chachmos yamuka. Because all of them needed to receive from Yosef HaTzadik. The true tzadik is the one who is most knowledgeable in this packaging, kaviyochol of Hashem, and all the other tzadikim receive via him. Just like the Gemara says, all the prophets receive their nevuah via Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole process of nevuah went from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who repackaged it and distributed it to all the lower level prophets. So too in all facets of knowledge of Hashem. Al yidei she'osak lekariv nefoshes tameh, by the fact that Yosef HaTzadik was always involved in bringing people close to Hashem, she'yidei zeh zocho, through that he achieved such knowledge and expertise in doing this, in knowing how to package Yiddishkeit properly, shafilu hatzadikim hagdoyim shoyiskim bozeh, so that even the other great tzadikim who are involved in this, lahasig hasoga selakus haydeitz and sumim, they're also trying to achieve understanding of Hashem via different tools and vessels, gamheim tzrichim lekabel mimenu. they too have to receive via Yosef HaTzadik, via Moshe Rabbeinu, via the top tzadik. Ki sheloi oila al kulam, because his packaging is superior to all of theirs. His knowledge and expertise in this is way, way beyond theirs. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, rabois bonois osu choil viat olis al kulam. There are many girls who tried to succeed and succeeded on different levels, but you succeeded way beyond all of them. Shenemar al hatzadik ho emes hagodol biyoser. That pasuk is also written regarding the great tzaddik, who is the one who is above all the other tzaddikim, ha'osek la'aseis kelim ulevushim, who is involved in making packaging, all kinds of packaging and garments, ulahamshich Torah bechochma amitis kazois, and to bring Torah in the world with such a level of true wisdom, acheyuchlu leskarev hakoel Hashem Yisborach, to the point where he presents the Torah in such a way that everybody across the spectrum can come close to Hashem through him. He can relate to everybody. He presents Hashem in such a way that everybody, from the most Haredi, the most religious, to the least religious, Sfardi, Ashkenazi, all the different people, can come close to Hashem via this great tzaddik, via Moshe Rabbeinu. During Moshe Rabbeinu's time, you didn't need a chief Sephardic rabbi, a chief Ashkenaz. One chief rabbi was good enough to do the whole thing. He was able to address these and those and these, all the different kinds. Shezeh b'chinas ha-shevach shel Esh Yischayel. This is what that whole praise of Esh Yischayel, which we sing on Friday night, is all about, describing the great tzaddikim. B'chinas, as it says over there, Dorsho tzemer ufishtim, she seeks out wool and linen, shehim b'chinas kelim ulevushim lahasod ha-salakus. That's talking about the garments that the tzaddikim prepare in which kavyochol to dress Yiddishkeit, to dress up Yiddishkeit, to package it in a way that people can relate to it, that people can be attracted to it and want to come close to it. And this is what it says further over there in Esh Yischayel. Hoysa ka'onios solcher. She was like a wealthy merchant who travels in his ship to distant places, mimerchak tovi lachmo, and he brings his livelihood from all kinds of distant places. Vatokom ba'oid laila, and she got up when it was still night, vatitein teref levesa, and provided sustenance, provided parnasa for her family, for her household. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Shebetoikev cheshchas leil hagogos shel nefoshos Yisrael, even while the Jewish people find themselves in the thick, dark exile, even while we're still in Golos, Mashiach hasn't come, we're going through all kinds of darkness, hinoisenes lohem teref. She, this maiden, the true tzaddik, provides sustenance. Even in Golos, while the Jews are in Golos, the tzaddik is able to provide us with the injection that we need to keep us going, to help us weather all the struggles that the Jewish people have while we're in exile. V'chein hoylech v'soyvev kol ha-sheva ha-kodesh ha-teh. And so too, that whole Esh Yischayel, that whole paragraph, is continuing along this theme. Noida ba-she'orem ba'alo. Her husband is known within her gates. Shehein b'chinas shi'urin di'asvan do'iraisa. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word she'orem means gates, and the word shi'urim also means measurements, tzimtzumim, constrictions, packaging, small package, medium package, large package, for all the different levels of people. Some people can only handle a little. For them, we have the small size. We have the 15-minute package. People who can handle more, we give them the 25-minute package. People who are very kept, we can give them the one-hour lesson, you know, that kind of thing. Packaging it, the asogos alakus, for each person differently. Hainu b'chinas tzimtzumim, shehu mamshich b'chochmosoi, these are the tzimtzumim that the true tzaddik introduces with his great knowledge, And it's via these tzimtzumim, via this packaging, that Hashem becomes known in the world. Noida b'she'orim bala. Through the shiurim, through the different sizes of packages that the tzaddikim prepare, through that, noida bala. The master, the husband, kavyochol Hashem, becomes known to the entire world. Now it's possible to reach out to broad audiences. Bechinas, as it says there, noida b'she'orim bala. And this is why it continues there. Pia poscha b'chochma v'soras chesed al hashoina. She opens her mouth with intelligence, and a Torah of kindness is on her tongue. V'dorsh Rabbi Sein Azal, the Gemara says in Soite Daf Mem Tes, what's Torah's chesed? Ze haloime Torah al menas lalamdo. This is talking about a Jew who learns for the sake of teaching. Everything he's learning, his goal is to share it with others. He's not concerned that much about himself. He knows that a Jew's mission in life is to share the wealth. Anything I know about Hashem, anything good in my life, I want to share it with my family, with my friends. He teaches his Torah to others in order to bring them close. V'zehu tzoifio halichos beiso, shetzoife hiluch beiso. She watches carefully, Sophia, she watches carefully over all the things that are going on in her house. The tzaddik watches carefully, he studies, and he tries to make sure that the candle that he's going to turn on inside of a Jew, when he's going to turn on a Jew's neshama, he's going to turn it on in such a way that that candle will never be able to be extinguished. It'll never go out. No matter what kind of storms and difficulties and ups and downs the person's going to go through, the true tzaddik is able to ignite a fire inside a person that can withstand all the ups and downs and all the difficulties, all the different circumstances that the person's going to go through. She'ia nishar hashoras chachmosoi le'doirei doirei slonetza. So that the chokhmah of the tzaddik will remain for generations. Not only will this person retain it completely, but he'll pass it on to his children and to his grand, and then to their children and so on. Why? Ki v'lechem atzlus loisecha. What gives this tzaddik the power to have such a kind of Torah? V'lechem atzlus loisecha. Ki lachmoy v'toyrosoy einoy lechem atzlus chasashon. Because his Torah is not a lazy Torah. It's not a lazy man's Torah. Meaning, because the true tzaddik is a marathon runner. He's a person who's been running from the second he hit the ground, from the second he came into the world, he's been running at high speed. He never slows down. He never goes on vacations, etc. He's running all the time to come closer and closer to Hashem. That's what gives him the ability to be so high an achiever, to achieve on such a level that he can relate to all the different kinds of people. And because of this, her sons stand up and they praise her, meaning, this refers to the students of the tzaddik, who are like his children, whom he has brought close to Hashem. Ba'alo v'yahalalo. So the children praise her, and her husband praises her. Zeh Hashem Yisborach. This refers to Hashem himself. Ki Hashem Yisborach maskim al zeh. Because Hashem approves of this. This is what Hashem wants. He wants tzaddikim who are qualified to reach out. He doesn't want 2% of Klal Yisrael to be religious, and the others, who cares? What's the difference? What happens? That's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem wants to include everybody. The more, the better. Hashem wants to bring all of us close to Him. Because Hashem wants kindness. Yalkein, and that's why the pasuk says there, Rabois bonois osu choyel, that there are many tzaddikim who do, who accomplish, v'at olis al kulono. But you, the true tzaddik, who achieves this kind of level, where he achieves such a high level of closeness of Hashem, that he can relate. He knows how to go down. Because he's gone up so high, when the pendulum swings, it's a pendulum. The higher you go on the upswing, the lower down. You're able to reach down to people on the lowest levels and bring Hashem down to them. Make Hashem accessible for them. And that's the one. That's why it says, V'at olisa kulona. You succeeded beyond all the others. Because that is the greatest nachas to Hashem. The greatest nachas is to Hashem when people who are very far from Hashem are able to come close. That's the greatest honor. We mentioned the pasuk, Hovu l'Hashem mishpoch esamim, Hovu l'Hashem kovoy voyz. Come towards Hashem, the families of the other nations. This is referring even to converts. Come close to Hashem, Hovu l'Hashem kovoy voyz. Bring honor and strength to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal writes this in the Kutim on the several places, that this is the greatest honor to Hashem when those who are originally far from Him, when they're able to be brought close. Paragraph Yutes, Vesehu, and this is why the Pasuk says over there, in the second dream that Yosef HaTzadik had, Vehine Hashemesh Vahayoreach V'achat Osir Koychovim Mishtach Li. In the second dream, he saw the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, 11 constellations, all bowing down to Yosef HaTzadik. Shemesh v'yoreach, zebechinas mashpia u'mekabel. The sun and the moon symbolize a mashpia, one who gives and one who receives. Bechinas seichel elyoin v'seichel tachtoin. The higher level seichel and the lower level seichel. Chachma and Malchus. Bechinas Horav v'Talmud. It represents the rabbi and the student. Ki hatzadik shehu Horav nikra shemesh. Because the tzadik, who is the rabbi in this case, he's referred to here as the sun. K'mei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'zorach hashemesh uvo hashemesh. The sun shines and the sun sets. This is a pasuk in Koheles, V'dorsh Rav Hosein Zal, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin on that pasuk, Kiddushin page 72, Ad sheloy shoko shemesh of this tzaddik, zorach shemesh of that tzaddik. The Gemara says that before this tzaddik passed away, Hashem already prepared the next tzaddik to take over. So we see that the word shemesh is used to represent the tzaddik, the rabbi. V'hayoreach b'chinas ha-talmid shemekabel ho'er mi-raboy. And the moon represents the student who receives the light from his rabbi. K'moy ha-levona me'achama, like the moon receives and reflects the light of the sun. V'achad asar k'chovim, and the 11 stars, ze b'chinas ha-nefoshois ha-rechoikois shemekavnois ha-mashem yisborach. They represent the souls that are very distant, that are very far, whom the tzaddik and his students are involved in bringing close to Hashem. Shehem nefoshois kedoshois moi. We're referring to souls which are very holy. Ach hoyutchila beimke haklipois. However, in the beginning, they were in the depths, in the deep, deep klipois, in deep, deep mud and tumah. As the Arizal says that very often, when Hashem wants to bring a very high level soul into the world, in order for Hashem to get away with it, because again, the Eitz Ahara says, hey, this isn't fair. You're sending down a soul with such holiness, then where's the free choice? There's no free choice. Hashem says, you're right, watch. And Hashem takes that holy, holy soul and drops it into mud, filth, quicksand. The sun sees and says, okay. Now, in that mud, he ain't going to be that productive. That soul ain't going to be able to do any big things in the world. And kaviyochel, this is all again to make it understandable for us. This is what's written in the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is how it works. This is why, for example, Avraham Avinu was brought into the world via Terach and his wife, who were the most evil, wicked, disgusting people at the time. They made a decision to only have relations impure while she was neither. that level of impurity, because again, that's what was needed to be able to introduce this holy, holy soul of Avraham Avinu into the world without the other side getting too upset about it. So these souls were originally in the Imke HaKlipos, the Olu Mishom, and they came out of there, Bebechinas Achad Osor Samamone Ktoiris, as in the 11 spices of the Ktoiris, the spice offering brought in the Beis Mikdash. Shezeu Bechinas Achad Osor Kechovim. This is the concept of the 11 stars that are mentioned there. Bechinas Umatzdike Horabim Kakechovim. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, that those who purify the general public, those who are matzdik the rabbin, those who bring many, many people close to Hashem, kachichovim, are compared to the stars. The kulam mishtachavim li. And Yosef HaTzadik said, and all of them are bowing to me. Ki HaTzadik HaGodol mamshech sichli eskoele. Because the great tzadik introduces such high level light, such high level of understanding of Hashem, at shekol hagedolim v'haktanim v'horachik chol horachikim aroitzim l'skarev, to the point where all of the great people and the little people and the distant people, all of them kulam tzrichem lekabel imenu, all of them need to receive from him, all the rabbis and all the non-religious people, all of them need to receive from this tzaddik. Because this tzaddik is the one who receives the highest level understanding of Hashem, which is suitable for everybody. It's just a matter of the packaging. And the true tzaddik knows how to package that properly to relate it to the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, and you know, to relate it to the people who are most distant from Hashem. Because we already explained earlier, in paragraph 13, Shegam b'hatzimtzumim b'yatzmam, yesh b'chinas sechel elyon v'sechel tachton. That even in the vessels, when we talk about the vessels, the kelim, the tools, within the tools, there's big tools and little tools. There's high-level sechel and lower-level sechel within the tools that the tzaddik is using to package Hashem for the different levels of people. Because there are so many different levels. And there's the concept of the rabbi and the student, Shemesh Yoreach. V'chulam tzrichim lahachnia ulehishtachavois ulehizbatel lefnei hatzadik hagodol b'yoseh b'chinas yoseh. And all of them need to submit and to be subservient and to bow and to nullify themselves to the greatest tzaddik, who is Bechinas Yosef, ki hu machnes hasogas alakus bekula, because he is the one who is shining understanding of Hashem into all of them. This is one of the places where Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal make it perfectly clear. And again, this is not a Breslov Chiddush. This is written in the Zohar Kodesh, and there are many sources for this. That all of the tzaddikim in the world, all receive from the tzaddik, the leading tzaddik. During the time of Avram Avinu, all the tzaddikim, all of them received via Avram Avinu. During Moshe Rabbeinu was him, during David HaMelech was him, during the times of each one of the great tzaddikim. All of them, the greatest people and the furthest people, all have to receive from him. Some receive in an obvious way. Some actually come to meet with him, to speak with him, to seek out his advice and guidance, etc. Some don't. By some, we don't see it. And even though we don't see it, and even though they themselves might not be aware of it at all, they are receiving via him. Rabbeinu Zal compares it to trees sometimes. You have a tree in one place, and they graft the tree. They take a branch of that tree and put it underground for a certain distance, and it comes up above the ground in a different place. And to a person who doesn't know, he looks, he sees, it's, oh, this has nothing to do with this. This is a totally independent tree, right? Wrong. Totally wrong. That other tree originated from this tree, and it was literally a branch of that tree. It's just, it was put under, there are different reasons why it has to function in that way, why it has to operate in that way. But in truth, in reality, all of the entire Klal Yisrael, including all of its tzaddikim, all receive from the ultimate tzaddik. With this, we conclude Halacha Dalet, and now we begin Halacha Hey, which is also a little bit of a substantial halacha, which is going to be based on the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, on the last Rosh Hashanah of his life, Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, a few days before he passed away on Chol HaMoed Sukkos.